A chevra, when we read the psukim and go through the brachos, these brachos that are given to ultimately to Yaakov Avinu, we find there were these tremendous hachanas to the brachos, preparation. First of all, preparation, having to get back to Bechor by selling it, buying it back from Esav. But then even in the moment, he had to go and prepare these gidim, he had to prepare food. He had to go and prepare food. And it's strange. Yaakov has to go get the food and bring it to Rivka to prepare it, to make it taste nice, the Gedaya Izim. And then we find the whole matzav where Yaakov has to dress up in Esav's clothing and all the ramos, all the trickery. Purim dik. Emes. But we have to understand, what is it all about? I mean, this is to receive these brachos, to receive this tremendous shefa from the Eibishter. Like, what were all these steps leading up? So first I saw from the Heilige Zera Kodesh. The Zera Kodesh says as follows. You know, we often feel, if we're emetic, that our avodah zarah Hashem, as much as we're trying, is not where it should be. We're learning, we're showing up. But are we learning with the proper asmada, with the proper amelus, with the proper thought process and lishma, to connect Hashem, feeling Hashem? We're davening! But do we have the proper kavana? Are we zoned in, thinking I'm really talking to Hashem? Or, as we say here often, is it just Hebrew reading exercises? Check! I davened. We help others. But when we help others, is it really more we're focused on helping ourselves? And we help others so that people will help us back or think highly of us. And we have a sense of haughtiness and want kavod. Sometimes we think our whole lives is lola shema. And then we think about it. Does the Rabbanu Shalom even want that? Is the Rabbanu Shalom accepting that? Is the Rabbanu Shalom happy with who I am? And how I'm living my life. Even if I'm doing, I'm learning, I'm davening, I'm doing, but... So Zera Kodesh says, we all fear, Ulayim Hesheni Avi, as Yaakov says, maybe my tat in Hemel, maybe my father's going to feel me. Maybe my father's going to feel me and see through the depth. And I'm showing up and I'm wanting the chef, I'm wanting the bracha, I'm doing. But it's all an act. My panemius is not what my chitonius really is. Ulayim Hesheni Avi. Maybe my father's going to feel me. But it's exactly like that, Zera Kodesh says, that Yaakov is mekabel the brachas in that state. And the lesson is to each and every one of us that halavai, it should all be lishma, and it should be pure. Avad, that's the goal. Mabitoich shelo lishma ba lishma. Don't think for a second, be misjayish, that that isn't precious to the Rabbanu Shalom as well. Don't think for a second, even if you're not exactly in the right place with your mind and you're davening and you're learning chesed, that too is precious to Hashem. Don't be concerned, Ulayim Hesheni Avi. That too Hashem gives us ala brachas. You know that Gemara, Mitoch Shalom Shema Baal Shema, starts Le'olam. Le'olam, you should always do this. Le'olam, it should be like a big, big, big default. Le'olam, even if it's always that way, it's good. Again, there are higher madrigas we achieve, and we want to. Our goal should be lishma and kavan, and we should work on ourselves, but not to be misyayish and think everything is precious to the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't worry, Yimisheini Yavi. And similarly, the Heilige Tver Shlomo Radomka says was the whole avoida of Rivka saying to Yaakov, "You go get the meat and bring it to me. Haveli tzayid v'asali matamim." And I'll make it nice for your father. I'll make it nice for your father. Zohar says Rivka was a shechina. And even though, let's be real, Why is Yaakov the one catching it and Rivka the one cooking it? You know, men, we know how to cook good. We know how to make a delicious food. She'll be zeicher that your wives should be incredible cooks. You should be zeicher to enjoy. No, because for Shabbos Kodesh and for Yontif. She'll be zeicher. But what is that bederech avoda? What's the pnimius of that? Again, and this is what the Torah Shlomo was saying. That Yaakovina was afraid. Okay, I'll go. I'll catch the food. I'll catch, but I don't know how to cook it nicely. I don't know how to make it sweet and delicious. I don't know how to prepare it properly for the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And Rivka says, "Don't worry, I'll make it delicious for you." The Shechina says, and what he's saying is, "Don't worry, I'll bring it to your father." Meaning what? You do whatever you could do. I'll make it tasty for Avicha, for your father. Your father in Hemel. It will be made tasty. It will be made delicious. We do our part. We do our part, and the rest, the Eibishter will be makabel, and will be taken care of in the sweetest of ways. Don't worry, Ulayi Mesheni Avi. We have to just be the best we can, and be besimcha, and the Eibishters be makabel, like we are as children in the deepest of ways. Bez Hashem is Baruch, we shall be Zoicha. We wish be Zoicha just to know and to believe in our Avoida. And believe Hashem loves us like a father. He's a Vinu. And if he's a Vinu, a father, any little thing we do for a father, the father loves. Even if it's not the purest of pure. Halavai will be that also. We'll get there. But until that time, don't worry, Ulayim Hashem Yavi. He's Makabal. He's our father who loves everything we do. And he's Makabal, everything we do. And then when he's Makabal, he'll give us Allah brachos. And that's what the Torah is telling us. These brachos were given to Yaakov Avinu with all this crazy trickery and chitzonis and all these things. I mean, so too, we serve Hashem in all these ways. We can get Allah brachos of simcha and bracha until the ultimate simcha of the Gula Shleim with Mishach Kenu, Bimhera Vyamenu, and Mashiach Hail of Yashabbos Kodesh.
Shine, Benemina, you